Miscellaneous staff reports. Anybody?
I had a question of Tim that goes back to the item 11, and it was to spend just a moment describing how they, how in a separate fund, they're actually going to manage the monies withdrawn total overturn, overturn fund.
Maybe just a little bit about what we negotiated there. Pulled the money out of the DIMCO sector funds based upon liquidity concerns and wanting to have tighter control of the assets. So transition was complete as of month end. We are now firmly up and running in a separate account. What I would call it limited discretion granted to DIMCO to deviate from the benchmark. Broadly speaking, we told them to track the benchmark. We allowed a little bit of flexibility upon the credit side, whereas they flag the credit as being impaired or potentially impaired, don't buy it. It was pretty straightforward on that front. The assets were successfully transferred. Performance has been pretty much flat to the benchmark as expected.
I guess the broader question is that the Barclays aggregate benchmark is so broad.
Yeah.
That you have to model it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're using, for example, the Vanguard funds, they've got 100 billion or 200 billion, what, 100
yeah.
billion anyway. So they can track it a lot better. If you're doing it down in our fund, even though it's a big number, certainly in absolute sense, much harder to track. Are we using somebody else's fund, or are they attempting to model?
It's a model.
Okay.
It's a model, so that's why there's a tracking error target. It wasn't full replication. For the trustees who aren't familiar with the Barclays Aggregate Index, it's the broad fixed income benchmark. It's got about 5,000 individual issues in there. Not all of them are liquid. So that when you task a manager with going out there and running an index fund, even an index fund cannot fully replicate. Even a Vanguard cannot fully replicate the Barclays Aggregate Index. So the mandate back to PIMCO was broadly track, and broadly track means about a tracking error of 2-4%. And we allowed them a little bit of flexibility around the credit issues and nominal exposure to high yield, 5%. The reason for those restrictions, and the reason for the separate account in the first place, was if we saw additional departures, if we saw additional impairment of the firm, we wanted to have the ability to reassign management of that portfolio, essentially on a moment's notice. And when it's housed in a separate account, we own all the assets. They're all directly registered to Sarah as the beneficial owner. The manager can be swapped out. So we took futures off. We took derivatives largely off. We took mortgage TBAs largely off. So it's a very plain vanilla. Expect no outperformance whatsoever during this interim period. It's an insurance policy right now.
Thank you.
Are there subsets in the Barclays aggregate?
Are there
subsets within it?
Oh yeah, the Barclays aggregate can be sliced and diced about 35 different ways.
And that's not
by credit quality, by sector.
And that's not an option we would use for this?
No, I mean, we're really trying to get the broad replication. What we're doing is taking some of the more exotic securities off the table because those could the ones that I was concerned about the liquidity profile of in terms of a market shock. If we had a market shock, the more exotic derivatives are the ones that could potentially be more impaired. So I wanted those just off the table for now to grant the flexibility to this board to reassign that contract.
Okay.
I might yesterday, BIMCO came out with another, it was $27 billion was withdrawn in October. That's after the $23 or $4 billion that was withdrawn on the day Bill Gross retired.
Right.
So these are big numbers,
yeah.
Even relative to the size of that fund coming out of it. Somewhere along the way, it certainly could have an impact on the fund that PIMCO runs, just by reason of having to make good on a liquidity basis these demands for withdrawals.
And just the $27 billion was on the mutual fund. We were not in the mutual fund. We were in what are called sector funds available only to institutions. But even there, the $27 billion does not represent anything that institutional investors such as ourselves did.
It's a total return fund, right?
It's a total return mutual fund. It's the registered mutual fund. the flows from institutional investors won't be reported out for many months yet. So the number is almost certainly higher than the $27
billion. Okay.
And the firm in aggregate has about had about $70 billion in outflows in September and October from the mutual fund complex. $70 billion is a huge number, and it gets splashed around the media a lot. You have to step back and say it's in the context of $1.9 trillion.
Right.
I would expect multiple hundreds of millions of dollars to flow out, and still it's not going to impair the firm's profitability to the point where we're concerned about the viability of the organization. Individual products might become impaired, but the organization should not.
Okay.
The only other thing from the investment side is we received an announcement from Energy Investor Fund that they're selling the corporate company to Ares Fund Management. So Ares is a large private equity and real estate shop. We don't have a lot of the details yet. We're going to have a call with them on Friday to get more of the details and give an assessment to the board at that point. But we've got the announcement. The transaction is expected to close by year end. We're going to do some more digging and report back.
Interesting, because they were originally part of a larger company and took it private, or basically private themselves.
Yeah.
And now they're Karen?
The State Association of County Retirement Systems, SACRS, I mentioned in the past, is undertaking a project to reorganize the 37 Act, that thick book that we have with all the statutes that govern us. And what they're doing is renumbering sections so that the sections can be reorganized, and their purpose is to make it more user-friendly. We received a draft of that. There's no substantive changes. It's really just a change in numbering. So we really don't have any substantive comments about that. You may hear a little bit about that next week at SACRS. I know the attorneys will have 2 minutes update about that during our breakout session. We talked about this internally, and it would require a lot of work in renumbering sections that we already have in our very many documents, our resolutions, our handbook, even county resolutions. The two resolutions that you adopted today, they also reference by number several sections. So that will be the sort of the administrative consequence of this, but in terms of making it more user friendly and renumbering sections, we really don't have any issue with that.
Were they asking for your input?
Yeah, they did. They asked for our input.
Eves Cherry, the president of SACRS, actually contacted me last week and asked how the CSERF board felt about it. And I said that it hadn't been discussed at board level and that I couldn't really comment on how the board feels about it. I mentioned the administrative issue and that, you know, it's going to require us having to go through and change numbers on documents and that kind of thing. But other than that, I don't see any real issues with it.
Once they proceed with this, they will have a legislative proposal just like the one you had today from Lucera that will have to be voted on. I don't think they're at that point yet.
What's the origin, other than it just obviously being more user-friendly? I mean, was there a significant problem that was reported to SACRS in terms of the legislation being
not that I know of?
I think it was more proactive, something that they thought would be good. I don't think there's any complaints or issues that I heard of.
Hmm.
It's not confusing enough. Let's
yeah.
Let's
just
familiar with.
It's Internal Revenue Service Code simplification.
Exactly.
Any of us that have spent any number of years,
yeah.
Every time it's simplified, it's five times more complicated.
Okay, Kirk, anything?
Nope.
Vicki, anything? Nothing new? You got wires hanging out of your wall over there. I don't know what those are for. But,
for keypads, aren't they?
Yeah, they're for the
keypad.
Yeah,
I know.
The
conference, Public Pension Financial Forum, and it's 3 or 4 days, and Nashville, Tennessee, so it's going to be a great conference. It's the second time that I've gone. A lot of GASB 67, 68 talk, fun stuff, and I definitely think that we're on target, if not ahead, than a lot of the other systems out there, so email. I haven't even mentioned it to Gail yet, but we just received our, from Public Pension Coordinating Council, our Public Pension Standards Award for 2014.
Thank you, Vicki.
Gail, anything?
I had something I wanted to mention to the board. In talking with the county about some all of the services that they're going to continue to provide for us, and they're working on a draft service level agreement that we're going to work on.
Who are you working with at the county, by the way?
Lisa Driscoll.
Okay.
And they're going to continue to do our payroll, as we've talked about in the past. One thing I just wanted to mention that was brought to my attention is that the county is only able to use the county, federal, and state tax IDs in the payroll as far as paying it and reporting it. So I consulted with our tax counsel just to kind of get an additional comfort level with that, and they said that that we are okay doing that on a temporary basis. So it's something that I'm looking at doing an RFP next year for a payroll service provider, so that January 2016 we would probably be with a new provider. But for next year, our employees are going to see the same county logo on their pay stubs, and then their W-2 for that year will be reported with the county tax IDs.
What would the other districts have that use their system?
Well, the ones that the county is still doing their payroll, they're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, and they're not able to change that for us.
Okay.
So
it's interesting, because I know when I was on Pleasant Hill Rec and Park, county did our payroll, and we had a separate ID number, and you're right. I mean, there's a lot of special districts that we...
We do our own payroll.
You do, okay.
So I just wanted to inform the board of that. And I also, one other thing, I did want to thank Karen Levy as well as Christina Dunn. There's been a lot of behind the scenes work on preparing us to go independent in January, and they've been spending a lot of time as well as myself on this in addition to their day-to-day functions. So I just wanted to thank them for all of their hard work.
Thank you very much.
So if anything goes wrong, we know who to.
Karen and Christina.
Okay, got it.
You say myself.
Chris, are we have no other side for? Oh, Christina.
I just want to give a remodel update since you mentioned the wires. We are getting the fobs for the doors installed, and hopefully by the end of next week we'll not have keys anymore. We'll have fobs, so we'll be a little bit more secure. And Investments is now in their suite across the hall. Phase two of the expansion for the disability area is pretty much done, and they'll be moving back into that area Friday. So we're by the end of the year, we'll be done with remodels, hopefully, and then we'll be a new employer. Yesterday, we also had a staff member leave. Do you want to update on that?
We did.
She did.
She did?
Yeah, we did.
No. Okay. Yeah.
You can mention it again.
Yeah, you can mention it.
So, our retirement benefits manager, Peter Ostrom, has resigned, and so he's no longer with Cicera, and we're looking at filling that position.
And we did name
and possibly restructuring the area as well.
We did name an interim benefits manager to fill that position.
Kurt will be acting as the interim benefits manager, and we'll be shifting his duties to myself as well as Molly.
New business cards.
Yep.
That's interim. Very much interim. So.
And other duties as maybe assigned.
That's why God made weekends.
Yeah. Okay. Trustee comments, anybody?
What about that? We talked about getting the PEPA revisiting the normal base pay interpretation. Do you know any what agenda that'll be on yet?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think we're doing a survey of the other counties.
That's right. We were going. We asked them to look at other 37 Act counties.
Yeah. Okay. Sometime in the next few months.
A few months, okay.
Yeah. It's on our radar.
Okay. Anything else? Nothing? Okay.
we're adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Totally off pension business record. You can direct me where to go.